608 today.
J.C. Dugard's aunt says this is a joyous time for the family as now a mother and daughter are reunited after 18 years, plus two granddaughters are introduced to the family. As awful as that situation was, and awful doesn't even describe it, it sounds like the family is trying to cope the best they can while Philip Garrido and his wife Nancy plead not guilty to a whole bunch of charges, including rape and imprisonment and kidnapping and whatnot. You can believe that all eyes will be on them once this trial comes about, but that's further down the road, of course. Further down the road on America tonight, we will lighten the load, I promise, with our cheap movie review and, of course, sports shorts as well. Michael Vick, not a lot of people happy about this. Some think it's okay. He gets to now play Game 3 for the Philadelphia Eagles because the commissioner of the NFL is convinced that that's the right thing to do after being reinstated. And ultimately, we'll see if he wins the PR war. At least when he appeared in a game in Philadelphia, he got a standing ovation. So as much as a lot of the people in the city weren't thrilled about it and the tailgaters had nasty signs up and stuff in the actual stadium called the Link in Philly, they were supporting him. It always brings up that question. Do you give somebody a second chance or not? The Centers for Disease Control say that the high-risk kids should be first in line for the H1N1 shots, that swine flu to you and me, then the pregnant women. Of course, there's not enough doses anyway. And there's questions as to whether or not would you really want that vaccine. There are a couple of states, Boston and in Dallas, they're refusing the shots. They don't want the shots and say that it's up to the parents if they want to have their children, you know, receive the vaccination for swine flu or not, that they're not going to put them in the schools. They're free in New York, which is considered to be ground zero, I guess, for the swine flu in this country. In the meantime, as far as Afghanistan is concerned, the General McChrystal will be asking for more troops, but he also says he's outlining a strategy for the war that he thinks is winnable, but the President of the United States needs to win the war of the people in America as to why are we in Afghanistan, ultimately what the end game is, and how many more troops will be needed over the course of how long. The Pentagon already had to extend tours for the 82nd Airborne Troops in Afghanistan, and they've been told their tours will be extended by 52 days or so from 12 months to nearly 14 months. That can be pretty tough on the families who understand that it's war. But do the people in the United States understand that it's war? Funny, earlier on another Hour of America Tonight, the issue of who is helping the Taliban, because our bloodiest month since 2001, the worst month for U.S. troops, came in August. And it was thrown out that, well, what about Russia? The Russians are probably helping because, of course, they have the access to the arms, etc. And as that's being said, Russia is actually seeking a role in planning NATO's war in Afghanistan. Remember, it was just 2 decades ago that the Soviets were ejected from that area. So Russia says they want to be involved in setting the political, military, and intelligence strategy for the war against the Taliban. That's according to the Russian ambassador to the alliance. He says, we want to be on the inside. He did a conversation, an interview in English in Brussels. He spoke for an hour about that, about wanting to improve ties under President Obama and to be involved in this. Allied military planners, as I mentioned, are looking for that new strategy because we've got those casualties escalating, certainly. And McChrystal doesn't pull any punches. I actually really like this guy. This became his command in June, if you remember. He says the situation is serious. You had 153 troops killed in July and in August. And so then you had, of course, the nonsense over the elections and the wranglings over were the ballot boxes stuffed and all that sort of stuff. Just as an aside, Russia now lets the North Atlantic Treaty Organization use its territory to ship supplies to Afghanistan because it faces a more direct threat from terrorism there than the U.S. and the allies. Obviously, the president, Medvedev, has said that Russia is prepared to cooperate with the U.S. to bring order in Afghanistan, but they've made it clear that they're not going to commit troops. So interesting, to say the least. So, you are we the people. Are you sold on the war in Afghanistan and the fact that we really still have no end game here? It's the president's job. He's the commander in chief, and I don't think he's done a good job of that. Let's go to Al, who's listening to us in Canada. Hello, Al.
Kate, have you seen that new show called CSI Philadelphia?
No, I have not.
They covered the Eagles and the Jets played tonight, right?
Mm-hmm.
And good old Michael Vick, he got sacked at least once, right? I think he got sacked a few times. I didn't see the whole game, but he got picked off, right?
Right.
And they did that kind of Abbott and Costello, who's on first? You know, who's the Vick? he came in, who's the Vick? He's laying flat on his back. I think Michael Vick saw more of the sky than he saw of his receivers. But, you know, you're talking about Afghanistan, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we're making a big mistake. We've lost, I don't know how many soldiers did the U.S. Army lose in Afghanistan this year? They're losing more soldiers in Afghanistan than you are in Iraq right now, right?
Yes, yes, yes. Uh-huh.
It's insane. Canada has lost close to 150. We've lost half as many soldiers in Afghanistan than we did in the war in Korea. Between 1950 and 1953, the USA and Canada and England were involved in the war in Korea. We've lost half as many soldiers as we lost in Korea. This is insane. We've got to get out of Afghanistan. To me, Kate, it's condescending, insulting, and paternalistic for us in North America to go over to Afghanistan and tell them how to run their bloody country. What are we doing over there?
Well, supposedly the idea, Al, as you know, was to cut off terrorism that could threaten Canada, the United States, and any of the allied countries.
Yeah, well, let's do it and then get out of there. Why are we trying to run their country?
I agree. Do it and then get out of there. Kill the Taliban and leave as soon as possible.
Kate, if you were walking down the street and a panhandler came out, this is about foreign aid to Afghanistan. I heard President Obama talking about how the billions and billions of dollars that the U.S. Treasury is going to give to foreign aid to Afghanistan. If you were walking down the street, Kate, and a panhandler came up to you and said, I haven't eaten for a couple of days. Could you please give me a couple bucks so I could buy a cheeseburger? And you knew that this panhandler had 9 or 10 brothers who were multi-billionaires. Wouldn't you say to the panhandler, well, have you asked your brothers for help? There are Muslim countries over there. Afghanistan is a Muslim country, right?
Right.
Okay, now, there are Muslim countries over there, 9 or 10 of them, who have trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars in oil, like Saudi Arabia and Kuwait.
And
Iran, how much foreign aid is Afghanistan getting from those oil-rich Muslim countries, their fellow Muslims?
Yeah, nothing.
No, nothing. Well, why are we giving them money? It's crazy.
Yeah, good points. Why aren't the neighbors helping Afghanistan? And then the answer to that is, of course, the territorialness of the Middle East. It's only convenient if it helps them in the Saudis don't want anything really, really to do with Afghanistan. 800-259-5791, that's the number to call to be part of the show.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. September 3rd, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $986.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,014.08, $507.04 for a half ounce, or $253.52 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,014.08, $507.04, or $253.52.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Down the street, the people wait all over. Ain't no sound but the sound of speech. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip. To the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone.
All right, just to re-rack on some of the headers for you across the nation here on America Tonight. They're calling it a homicide in Los Angeles. Of course, the two firemen were killed, and that it's an arson-related fire. As to who started the fire, they're not revealing, they being the investigators, not revealing very much about the preliminary thoughts on it. Last time around, if you remember, it was the Mexican drug cartel that went screaming off into the night into the wilderness. They were never caught, but it was traced to that. This now being the worst in California in a very long time, millions and millions of dollars of damage and so much spent to fight this thing that's not even halfway contained, is like 38% or so right now. Hopefully in the next couple of days or at least through the weekend, they're able to almost extinguish that, but you never know where it's going to bubble up. It depends on the Santa Ana winds and whether or not you get any kind of a spark. But it was just the other day they said it was human-caused. You know, it wasn't something, some freak thing that happened, not a lightning strike or whatever. Now it's definitely been ruled arson, and whether they'll be able to nail someone to the wall for that or not, stay tuned. Because they're playing it pretty close to the vest. I talked to a reporter in L.A. today, and that's what they were telling me. Hey, I promised I was going to tell you a couple of quick stories that I found out about healthcare. We've been talking about this whole healthcare reform, you know, where I stand on that and how crippling I think it could be if any of the original plans went through. Because, first of all, they're all half-assed anyway and unreadable, and that's a big part of the problem to begin with. I talked to someone today who told me, and of course, you don't get anyone on the radio or on camera to say this unless they're a whistleblower, but you've probably heard stories like this, and the person I was talking to told me that they knew of a woman who worked for an insurance company, and her job basically was, and this won't be a shocker to most people, I would think, her job was basically to deny claims. there was a certain quota. So whatever the amount of money for the month was, here's 12 months in a year, you get XYZ salary, you're making a pretty decent living, and we just need you to keep it under this quota or exactly on the quota for the month. So here's, you know, you go through all your claims, and the ones who are most vulnerable, you deny them. And you, no matter what, even if they're right, you deny them, deny them, deny them, because maybe it'll go away quietly, they won't hire an attorney, they won't go after us, whatever. So that's what you do. And it's a quota system. So if I get hurt, something happens to me, and I happen to be in the pile, and I just don't happen to fall in the right place, and they decide, the whoever the person is, decides that I could be vulnerable, then they jerk me around when you call up and all that other sort of stuff. And just sickening to hear that. I mean, you know, shouldn't they go after the insurance guys? Shouldn't they go after people who are doing stuff like this? You pay all your premiums, and then, hey, sorry, you had to have that heart surgery, buddy. Just came in at the wrong time, that paperwork. We're just going to have to keep on denying it. And then somebody I know was telling me the story of, sadly, his wife, when giving birth, almost died, so had to have a long hospital stay. The baby was 11 weeks premature, and the baby was also a little bit sick. The baby turned out to be fine, and the wife, a little bit more dicey, totally survived and is thriving now and all that sort of stuff. Well, so in the interim, he's got insurance. He's fully covered. He's got a wife and a baby in the hospital and a 9-year-old son at home. His business is falling apart at the seams because every day he is charged with, one, taking care of them, worried, scared to death, he's going to lose his wife, whatever, but constantly fighting the insurance company because the bills are higher and higher and higher. And at the end of the whole thing, the bill is like $500,000. Now, he's totally insured, totally covered for all this stuff. They're telling him, no, denied. And he's constantly going back and forth for 6 months. Until finally, he decides, I'm going to get a lawyer. The lawyer writes the letter, goes through all the legalities of it. He is covered. There's no question about it. And magically, all the problems go away, and they pay the bill. So there are many, many stories like this, I'm sure. People listening, you may have had your own horror story to tell about insurance, which is why when we talk about healthcare reform, insurance, 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 I mean, give me a break. You got to look there. You got to lift up the covers there and find out what's underneath. The problem is so many of the people on the Hill are backed by insurance. I know I've said this statistic too many times, but if you're a first-time listener, it's amazing to me that of all the senators and all the congressmen that are there under one roof, you have six healthcare lobbyists for every one of them. So as I said before, you know they're getting smoothed and greased up at every possible turn for even 10 minutes of time, whatever it is. And to get elected in this country, it costs so much money. So you have to be in bed with the right people. Unless you're independently wealthy or you have some backers that believe completely independent from whatever it is they do for a living, which is very rare. But otherwise, there are people that, yes, have helped you get elected and you're somewhat beholden to. And the healthcare industry with all the money, especially insurance and big pharma, they have a lot of what I would call markers out there. In Vegas, they'd call it comps, but markers is actually a better word. So this is the big problem. What are we going to get from the president that's any different than the nonsense that has been going on for now the past month and a half? And it depends on what your version is of what we saw in August. Did you see a bunch of nutty people going to town hall meetings, screaming things out? Did you see people that went there that didn't care if they looked foolish, but they were irate, couldn't believe the things hearing, were scared to death they were going to lose their health care coverage, knowing that more than 50% of people in the United States go bankrupt because of a health care crisis? A lot of those, I'm not talking about people that aren't insured, they're people that are insured. But then they have the Mickey Mouse games, like the example that I told you, where somebody has a quota and they're denying claims based on I can only give X amount of money and otherwise I'm going to lose my job. So I have to do this and that's what I'm going to do. My kids have to eat and my family has to survive. So that's the way it goes, unfortunately. So insurance reform, I think, is the thing. And also the more competition, the availability where you can get covered and lift from state to state, you can lift some of that off. So in other words, I can get covered by some other insurance company in some other state, which would create more competition instead of just from state to state to state, if you know the field that I'm playing on there. All right, so that's one thing as I got off into a little bit of a tangent there. By the way, Nancy Pelosi is affirming her commitment to the public option, basically, made a big announcement about it, doesn't care what some of the other things are, that ultimately, some of the other suggestions, ultimately, the House is committed to the public option, committed, and we are not going to change our minds on this. We're not going to change our minds, okay? Also, this is something that's obviously being talked about a lot. The swine flu, is it one shot? Is it two shots? Is it the mist? The kids that are lining up for the shots, I mentioned that previously. In New York, they're free. Are there parents who simply don't want to take it, fearful for what actually this vaccination is because it's only had a limited amount of testing? Both China and the Swiss pharmaceutical company Novartis have approved a vaccine they say prevents the new flu in just one dose. That's what they're saying. So the WHO feels encouraged after looking at the test details from the vaccine by a Beijing-based drug maker. And they didn't comment at all on the Novartis vaccine because they hadn't seen the information on it. There are a bunch of people working on it because it's money. Who's going to get there to the finish line first? The United States is saying, let's take a wait-and-see approach. They can't really say anything. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is waiting for the clinical trials. In 2 weeks, the U.S. is supposed to announce initial test results from the vaccine. Oh, my. The more details you know, the more it makes you uneasy with this vaccine, frankly, just because there's not a lot to go on, right? Maybe it's more hype, like we keep saying. 800-259-5791. Hang with us. Sports shorts next and movies coming up.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, and your congressional candidate, Robert Beatles, wrote a 72-page book on how to become wealthy? It doesn't matter if you are poor or wealthy. This book is for you. The book tells you how to create and protect your wealth, and it's called Here's What You Do. You can buy it for only $6 at hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net. Buy it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
Break from Afghanistan healthcare reform. I am so weary on that because I'm so infuriated. I think I lost my voice earlier in this show because I jumped on such a big giant soapbox. We do a thing often called sports shorts because I know a lot of you for recreation and to get away from everything and to enjoy the great life that we've been handed to us thanks to the forefathers who spilled their blood and got away from the king and England's stranglehold so that we could do those things. They're smiling somewhere, right? The great game of tennis. Oh, I'm such a tennis fan. Andy Roddick, I'm cheering on the American men. I mean, we need to have some American pride. We need the Americans to start rolling here. So Andy Roddick powered through his match. It was easy. I watched part of this. He eliminated 81st ranked player Marc Gasquet from France. 6-1, 6-4, 6-4. It was a night match. And he's going to take on John Isner now, who's an American, so that's going to be an all-American matchup. Isner is, wow, 6'9". I met him at one of the Opens. Nice guy. Super, super huge guy, obviously, at that height. A couple of other U.S. men advanced as well. James Blake, Sam Querrey also moves on. And this really cool story. He's ranked 276, a kid out of Kentucky, Jesse Witten. Couldn't be more excited as he moves on as well, and that's it for the Americans. Love to see Andy Roddick go all the way through, but, of course, it's not going to be easy, but now he advances at least to the third round. Here's what Andy Roddick had to say about life away from the tennis courts?
I'd probably guess I was on the road probably about 9 months a year. In my line of work, you're going to miss the people you're close to. A lot of it just revolves around just communicating. I like to kind of know what's going on at home with my friends and what they're doing, even if it was if they just went out and had a fun night. Everything changes, but you try to kind of have your own little routine for each place. Every city we go to, I have like a kind of a different rotation of 2 to 3 restaurants that you're comfortable with.
Coffee is not optional for the day. I mean, you have to have coffee at some point.
We have a kind of a fine system when we're on the road. If you do something stupid, you get fined, and at the end of the year, we kind of put that towards having either a night out or a nice dinner with friends. I backed into a minivan last week. That was a big one.
I also like the fine you got today.
Oh, the one where I was a little groggy when I woke up this morning. I tried to turn on the TV with the car keys. That was a fine also.
All right. So Andy Roddick is just like everybody else, right? Has problems with the car keys, has to have his cup of coffee. And, boy, I'd love to see this kid after Wimbledon and the great match he put on with Roger Federer. I'd love to see him win another U.S. Open. We'll march through a couple of other things, including the fact that, yes, indeed, we have college football once again. Don't know if any of you took a break from all the things that we've been talking about, but took a few minutes just to check that out. It's I've been talking about this, and now finally it's here. And apparently tempers flew at the end of the game. Naturally, we were on the air here on America Tonight. But my man, technical maestro, Mr. Johnson, Mr. Matt, he was watching the tail end of it because, of course, in our Totally Plush Studios in Minneapolis, they've got the big screen action. Boise State knocked off Oregon 19-8. But what happened at the end of that?
Basically, what happened at the end was one of the captains from Oregon, LeGarrette Blount. I don't know how you pronounce his name, but he's the star running back. Him and another guy from Boise State, one of the linebackers, I believe, were kind of jawing at each other a little bit. And the Boise State head coach was coming over to them to try to separate them. And before he could do that, Blount threw a punch and just knocked the guy out cold and knocked him to the ground. Then he got all pumped up and they had to be escorted away. And as he was getting escorted out, he got into it with some fans and was trying to attack them. And then there was like cops and security guards and other coaches involved and just trying to get this kid into the locker room because he had just completely lost his mind. And it was just one of the biggest meltdowns I've ever seen. Coming from a captain on the football team who's your star running back, that's just something that you can't have. It's almost like our test-like, you know?
Yeah, no kidding. You can't do that. I agree.
So I imagine he's probably going to be suspended at least a couple games.
Yeah, I would assume they would do that, absolutely. And what was the deal with Utah and Utah State?
I don't know. I wasn't watching that game. I think.
Yeah, Utah, I guess, blew out Utah State 35-17. But there's a guy named Terrence Kane, and he passed for almost 300 yards and a couple of TDs. It was his debut. And, you know, that's one of those rivalry things. So the 19th-ranked Utes push on, and they extend, Matt, their the nation's longest win streak by beating them on Thursday night. So how about that? Maybe a team to watch this time around again. Last year, certainly, they were a team to watch. Maybe it's going to be one of those sleeper teams. I mean, they're a good, solid team, it looks like.
And you forgot to mention that big barn burner that got us started off the college football season. South Carolina beat North Carolina State 7-3. And one of the most boring games I've ever watched in my life.
Right, you got to love
but
that.
It was on ESPN, and it was the first game of the year, so I'm sure it got outstanding ratings for one of the most boring things ever. I don't think anyone had a first down in the first quarter. It was just ridiculous. And another thing about sports, you forgot to mention Melanie Udan's big win.
Melanie Udan, 17 years old, a girl out of Georgia. She's good.
Yeah, that's her second upset of a top
Dementieva.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she who did she knock off in the Wimbledon? Wasn't it Wimbledon? She knocked off one of the Russians, I think it was.
Oh, she knocked off a Russian player, a pretty big Russian player, and yeah. I can't think of who it is off the top of my head. But no, Melanie Udan is Jokovic, a great American.
Yankovic, whatever her name is. I think that's who
It was a great thing to see her do that because, once again, we're at the U.S. Open, and, I mean, our U.S. Open, and to see that and to see the American women, too, suddenly have a hopeful, and she's good. I mean, that was a huge upset over Elena Dementieva.
She's only 17, so she's going to be around for a little while, and it's nice to see someone other than the last name of Williams win on the American side.
And we need some up-and-comers, absolutely.
Yeah.
So we have our eyes on that. We'll keep you up to date on what's happening in the U.S. Open. Don is listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. I'm sure he doesn't want to talk about the U.S. Open. Hey, Don, how are you?
Well, I think the Roger Federer story fits right into what I want to talk about. You talk about how he's like everyone else, and you also talk about the melee that went on at the football game earlier tonight. So everybody else is in this culture. I'm wondering how they're feeling right now. You're right, I'm heading off of football, but I've heard a lot of talk and noise about the speech that's going to be given to the classroom children next week and the propaganda curriculum that's going to be going with it. And those everybody else's are the ones that elected the guy to the office. Those people that get up just like Andy Roddick does every day, drinks his coffee, puts his tissues on, takes a shower, and goes and does his job and practices. Well, is it possible? What's going on? The people that even supported this man, is he really going to create a melee like we saw at the football game tonight? Because even the people that supported him have kids and aren't going to want to be brainwashed.
Yeah, you know, here's what the problem is. You know, this is what's interesting. I'm glad you brought this up, Don, because in Texas, in Illinois, in Minnesota, in Missouri, in Virginia, in Wisconsin, they're not going to show the speech to the kids. And
really?
They still think, no, yeah. I've been looking into this, and somebody just sent me this note. And there's a couple others that are still thinking over letting the parents have the kids opt out so that you don't have to deal with that. So, you know, you don't have to listen to it. So what the White House is saying, oh, this is ridiculous. It's just an opportunity to promote, you know, kids staying in school and all that other sort of stuff. But I think it is a little, to me, the timing and the idea of pushing his political agenda is that overstepping the boundaries of, let's put it this way, and you agree, of federal involvement in our schools, right?
Absolutely. Well, here's the scary part. I don't mind it, even if somebody I don't support like Obama, I don't mind if he talks to the school kids. I don't really have a problem with that. And he can talk and give a pep talk and, you know, fire them up to go do better in their schools, get a better job, work hard, kids. You'll be better in life for it and, you know, learn to serve your country. That's fine. But the problem, the questions he had laid out and the fact that he's going to take curriculum to discuss it with the kids, it starts to border on brainwashing at that point if you ask questions that are leading to an answer that you want instead of asking.
Right.
Letting the kids have thoughts for themselves. And that's the scary part.
Right. I agree with you. If it was just talking to them, but that's the problem. That's the other step. They were releasing guidelines to the schools and things that they could discuss in the classroom as a result of the speech. So they got, that was the part, that was the other part of it, that they were telling everyone across the country, here, we're going to hand out all this stuff and then you can discuss it later. So it wasn't just like a regular speech. Yes.
Right.
It wasn't going to be like one.
And the last time we saw this in the history of the world was mid-1930s.
Oh yeah, that's scary to make that comparison, but yeah, the problem is it hit the schools like a ton of bricks and people are worried about that. And the reaction hasn't been positive, and not all of it's because some people are trying to say, well, it's right-wing radio and they're planting all these things, but that's not true. The schools reacted right away. To the fact that this was happening, and that's why you saw, as I said, all those states decided they weren't going to show it. There are other places, thanks, Donna, there are other places where they talked about having the speech available on video if some of the kids want to see it. And what Obama is saying is, look, I'm just going to speak directly to the students about working hard and staying in school. What's the big deal? And why can't we do this? Stay with us.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Are you constantly tired, have a hard time concentrating, experience muscle weakness, or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
Stretch here of America tonight. If you want to sound off, you can do that at 800-259-5791. As I was talking to Don in Kentucky, what I was telling him, the part that I think is the bad part, not so much that the president wants to talk to kids. Remember, President Bush, George H.W. Bush, made an address to schools in 91, and in fact, people were pretty critical of Bush for that. The Democrats accused the Republican president of making it into a campaign commercial when he did that. But here's the part that I think is wrong, is that they were pushing these lesson plans. They created lesson plans at the White House to accompany the speech. So the lesson plans, they were online, and they recommended having students write letters to themselves about what they can do to help the president, and then a slew of other things. And that's the, you know, that's the part. Plus, in the middle of all this, I'm sorry, you want to address the school kids? The country is being ripped apart at the seams with a health care problem, Afghanistan and where we're going with that, and hello, what's the strategy, and you're the commander in chief, and immigration, which of course has been tabled, and the economy. So there are so many serious things happening. Where is the time for this? when some of these serious things are halfway thawed out. I don't know. Dale is listening to us in Illinois. Hey, Dale.
Hi. Okay, the, you know, it's a sad state of affairs when we can't even have the President of the United States talk to our school kids for fear that he's going to do, you know, spread propaganda with these lesson plans.
Right.
And it's horrible.
Right.
I mean, why don't he teach them about not spending money you don't have?
There you go.
You know, for example, let's take, hypothetically, let's take Stu, our friend in Kentucky, the truck driver.
Right.
A man of the long haul, if you will. He goes to a gas station, buys $400 or $500 worth of gallons of fuel. He goes in to the attendant. The attendant says, well, that'll be $1,250. Stu says, well, I don't have it. I don't have any money, but I promise I'll pay you. There's another slight problem there, Mr. Attendant or Miss Attendant. The person that's going to pay you is only 6 years old right now, and he's not earned any income yet. The point being is we just can't keep continue doing this.
Right.
Of spending money and putting it on the backs of somebody else.
I agree.
I just think it's horrible. We've had states opt out of this program with him talking to kids. We can't even trust him to talk to the kids about just basic stuff.
Right.
That's how bad it's getting.
Right, it's getting bad. I agree with you. The reverb too across the country, you can feel it. And it's not just, I keep saying this, it's not a labeled thing. It's not, oh, someone's a Democrat, a liberal, a centrist, a conservative, a Republican. I mean, you're hearing this around, I call it that water cooler buzz, Dale. You're hearing this everywhere.
Well, it's sure out here in the heartland. I wish that President Obama would understand what's going on between California and New York. And I can assure you, it's not the city of Chicago. We're out here, and we don't like this stuff, and we don't trust you anymore, Mr. Obama. You've given no reason for us to trust you. And your health care is going down, pal.
Yeah, health care, I think he's going to have a big, hard time with the whole health care thing. Wednesday is going to be interesting next week. Dale, you have a great weekend. Thanks. Definitely with healthcare, and we see the approval ratings keep sagging. Here's what I would say. At this rate, where we've had two of our last presidents, one Republican, one Democrat, I mean, both of them were two-termers, both got 8 years. I don't think if his popularity continues to drop the way it is and something isn't done ultimately with the economy, it's always about the economy, leaving, as Dale says, the debt. Because that's the idea. You have kids. You're trying to make the world a better place, not one where they can't have a chance to survive and, more importantly, thrive. All right, time to go to the movies. Time to lighten the load. Time to lighten the – well, all right, quickly. Mark in New York. Go for it.
Kate, after the first two marks, what do I say? But maybe I can help you take out the show tonight. Something very peculiar I witnessed today. I went to this house sale. I guess the people were moving out of the country, but there was opulence all over. Beautiful, beautiful stuff. And then I noticed coming down the driveway was a guy with this, for what it was worth, cart, you know? And he says to the homeowner, do you have anything broken and beat up, you know? And he says, yeah, in the back of the house next to the garbage. So this guy goes back there. He comes back out. He's got pretty much everything tied to his cart. And he says to the homeowner, what do I owe you for this? And the homeowner says, well, what do you got? He said, all I got is $10. He said, I'll take it. So the guy starts to walk out the driveway with his cart, and the owner of the house says, hey, buddy, by the way, what's your name? And the guy turned around and he said, my name is Jesus.
What a way! You're right. What a way to take out the show, Mark.
And what a show tonight, Kate.
What a show tonight. You know, don't talk about TV with me, with you. Don't even play around on there doing your little skit that you're going to get on Fox or something. Don't sell out, because that's all they are. They're all sellouts. You know me and you. We grew up with Ted Koppel and Ed Newman and Peter Jennings. My God, they weren't pretty people. You know, William Buckley, he was a big wrinkle, wasn't he?
I know, but I love that.
But with the pen in his hand. Come on, I want journalism. I don't want the lipstick. I don't want the Botox. I don't want the skirts. I don't want the 6-inch heels. I want journalism, Kate.
I agree with you. You know, we were joking, of course, and that's what we were making fun of. But, yeah, you're right.
I spoke about Matt with that about 2 weeks ago, you know.
Right. Where's the journalist?
Yeah, that's all, Kate, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
Good girl.
I agree. Mark, what a way to end, my friend. You have a safe and happy holiday.
Thank you.
All right. If Mark and Dale and Don take in a movie, they might take in this one. I think this is going to be a hot movie. I want you to hear at least a little tiny slither of this just for fun for 5 seconds. This is a movie called Extract.
Oh, by the way, guess who asked for a raise today?
Oh.
Dinkus. You believe that?
Brian, you know, you call everyone here Dinkus. I don't know who you're talking about.
You know, forklift Dinkus?
Oh. But you call him Boy Genius.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, Boy Genius asked for a raise. I said, are you kidding me? You almost got somebody killed last week. And then he tried to blame it on Dinkus over there.
You know, you really ought to learn the employees' names.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. But then I figured, hey, if this deal goes through next week, I won't have to. It's not like I'm going to be inviting Dinkus and Boy Genius over for dinner.
All right. That movie, in case it sounds confusing to you, is about a guy who's one step away from selling his flavor extract factory. That sounds intriguing enough, right? And retiring to Easy Street when a freak workplace accident actually sets off a bunch of disasters that puts his personal life in trouble and his business in jeopardy. It's a comedy. Here's the deal. It's an hour and 30 minutes, because you know you have to wade through the previews, which is like a half an hour, so you don't have to spend your entire weekend in the theater. And it's starring a guy that I really like, Jason Bateman. Ben Affleck is in this. J.K. Simmons is in it, too. Kristen Wiig is in it. She's on Saturday Night Live, if you happen to catch any of that stuff. Saturday Night Live, though, has lost its luster, I think, since some of the bigger players were involved in it. So that might be the best movie to see if you want to see one of the brand new ones that are out. A lot of people use movies as escapes, like our good friend Don in Wyoming, who always has such great opinions to talk about politically. We go back and forth a lot and have for the last 3 years. But it is his one form of chill, and it's kind of my form of chill as well. Whatever you do, though, have a very happy and safe Labor Day weekend.
We're talking about back in 5 minutes. Just wait longer.